This is another original OFM podcast.
Tune into OFM, the sound of your life. Still having a great one right here on VIP Access, the most exclusive party in Central South Africa. I promised you this interview and I know that it's going to happen right now. Not later, but right now with the one and only amazing Armand Hubertus on the line. Armand, how are you?
Good, man. You can call me AJ, bro.
So just AJ. So am I the only person who's allowed to say that?
Yeah, you can say I'm AJ, bro. Like, a lot of people, obviously my stage name is Armand, but I always say to people, yeah, just call me AJ. It's simple, it's easy for the listeners out there. Yeah.
I'm glad. That means I got exclusive rights to AJ, so no one else must use it except me. So how's your 24 hours been so far?
My 24 hours? Mm-hmm. It's been good. I mean, I've been staying creative and, you know, just being, like, active and making music and try to be in a good place. And obviously the release of the new song and everything is just overwhelming. So I'm really happy, man. Just trying to stay in a positive state. I mean, with the announcement of the extension of the lockdown, that was a bit of a woo.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But you know what? We got to be positive and just, keep on being creative. Like, that's what I feel like doing as an artist. It is my responsibility to keep people entertained. So just staying focused on music, man.
Yeah. Talking about the lockdown, by the way, let's talk about that in depth. Coming to your career specifically, how did the lockdown affect you and your business as a musician? Because I know that right now, South African musicians are really having a tough one, especially coming to the fact that they have to be on stage and all of that, and it's not happening. Yeah. How is that affecting you as an individual, as Armand Hubert?
It affected me big time, man. I mean, all the shows are cancelled, you know, the money is not coming in. I mean, that's what we do as artists, you know. If we don't perform, we don't eat, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But luckily, I'm thankful because I've got great people that support me, and I've got family and friends who look after me and support me in this time, so I'm very grateful for that. And also just been, you know, keeping my brand out there and collaborating with brands and stuff like that. So that keeps a little income. But definitely it takes a big knock on our artists in South Africa because, I mean, we don't have any income coming now because of this. It's really scary.
Yeah, no, that's true. Okay, let's just jump into some fun things just for a little bit. Not so long ago, before the lockdown was implemented, you had a song released called "What's Up With That." I like that song. It's very vibey. Very. did the plans of that song go as the team planned, or did, when the announcement was getting closer to happen, did it kind of like create a downfall for the promotion of the song? Because that was an amazing song.
Yeah, it was a really cool song. You know, there were some personal things that happened because, yeah, I don't want to, like, obviously say it on air, but there were some personal things that happened that weren't going as planned with the promotion of the song. Let's just say there was a third party involved, and they didn't do their job in promoting the song. Mm-hmm. And because I was actually only just a feature on that track, you know. I was only just a feature. Mm-hmm. So my team and I wanted to promote, but then, like, you know, the third party, they didn't pitch up with what they promised. So my team and I was like, we're not going to promote this and push money into this on our own. So that's why that track didn't happen. And it's very sad because I believe that track could have been massive, especially in the I'm a piano genre, you know?
Yes, true.
So I was like, it could have been really big, but it didn't happen. But all I'm going to say is hashtag not my fault.
Not your fault. And we focus on positivity.
Yes, bro.
Talking about positivity, what fun things did you do to keep yourself distracted throughout the past lockdown days that I've gone through already?
Yeah, like, well, just playing with my dogs and watching movies and trying to just do things that make me happy. I've also done a little bit of baking, you know, some cake. And yeah, just also just keep on making music. I mean, that is my number one priority at this moment, to stay creative. So yeah, I've just been doing fun things and also staying in touch with family and friends, video call. Dude, imagine, like, if we didn't have social media or phones in this time.
It would be hectic. I wonder what would happen if you had to communicate with someone who's like 600 miles away.
That's why I understand why people had like 13 children in the 1920s. Because that's what probably would have happened.
I think we need to introduce the Raven era, you know, just to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to be safe. So, you know, if you had any suggestions for, you know, a few fun things to do for another family that's on lockdown, what things would you suggest? I'm very curious because these are some of the things I think you have done already and they worked for you, and maybe you might even suggest it for somebody else.
Yeah, I think just do things that make you happy, you know. Now is the perfect time. A lot of people always complain, I don't have time to spend with my family. I'm always so busy. Like, I just don't have time. And then I'm like, but now is the time to spend time with your family. Play some games, do some fun things, you know, challenge each other, make cool videos. Or even if your family's not with you now, I mean, my fiance and I, we downloaded like the Uno app. You know, the cards, Uno.
Yeah.
So we play online with our friends and stuff like that. So there's a lot of ways to, you know, stay in touch and make it fun. So yeah, just be creative and do things that, yeah, you know, just keep it light.
Yeah, like watching horror movies.
Woo! Yes. I love horror movies. And yes, have a little fun and be scared.
I don't think people want to be scared at this point in time, so I think we're going to skip that.
Yeah, so go watch animation.
Yeah, that would work. And then you have a new song released. Tell us more about that, because personally, truth be told, I heard the song, I love the song, and I didn't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think that's my favorite song of 2020 so far.
What?
Truth be told.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Well, yeah, I'm so excited about this song because obviously for people who know, most of my music is pop music.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love pop music and I listen to R&B all the time, you know. Mm. I love me some all-time Brandy and Mariah and also obviously the new stuff. So I've always had influences of R&B music. So I was like, you know, I want to do something R&B, but I just never had or just never felt like the right time. And then I met this producer, or we haven't met in person yet. We're just working, you know, on the phone. His name is MCK. He's from Cape Town.
Yeah.
And he sent me this beat. And I was just like, man, this is so cool. And I've just, obviously, there's a lot of personal things that happened in my life, you know, the past year. So I was like, I think this is a good song. Like, obviously, you know, the inspiration behind the song is letting go of people who aren't good for you and situations that are toxic for you. So I was just like, you know, I wanna do something personal. I feel like this is a personal song, but it's still groovy, it's still vibey. So and the people have received it so well so far. I mean, I'm so excited to see where it's gonna go.
Yeah, like me, like it's my favorite song now.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's a vibe, man. When it's so easy, you know, it's easy listening.
Yeah. So now, you know, this interview, I know a lot of people were thinking that it was going to be more about the music, but I just wanted to show people that as an artist, you're also human and you're also affected by what affects everyone out there. That is why it was necessary for us to have conversations like this, to show people that, you know what, there's light at the end of the tunnel and you're not the only person that's facing this. So as we bring this to an end, what message do you have for everyone on lockdown, you know, that's finding it very hard to pass their days without, you know, being in a dark space?
I think, first of all, what happens for me is just to go and sit down and reflect. Because we're so, like, caught up in this moment right now. Like, oh my goodness, I can't go outside. There's no money coming in, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But I had to go and pause for a moment and just go, okay, I'm healthy. Check. I've got friends and family who care for me. Check. I've got a house. I've got things that are a lot of things that I can be grateful for. Check. Focus on that. Focus on the things that are good in your life right now. And I think that will keep you sane and that will keep you positive, because we do have a lot of things that are going for us. You know, we there are people out there in the world that are really struggling through this time. I feel so sorry for people that are being alone. So if you've got friends and family around you, you've got people that care about you, and you've got a house and a roof over your head, you can be grateful for so many things right now. So just keep focusing on the positive things. And I also do a lot of meditation. So I just go sit outside and just be present and just feel the grass, feel the air. Yeah, I think now is the time to reflect and just ground yourself.
Nicely said. Thank you very much, Armand.
Thank you.
This was an amazing chat, honestly, though, because now we got to get into Armand's personal space.
Yeah, man. You know, we all, like I always say to people, like, we all go through tough things in that. People always think artists, you know, we have it easy, you know, we just, it's all good for glam, and you know, the entertainment industry is just, but everyone is going through something. The person that you admire the most right now is going through something. So just know that you're never alone.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you very much. And us here from OFM, we wish you the best to the future.
Thank you so much. And thank you for supporting me and playing my music.
Listen, the pleasure is all ours.
Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Still tuned into OFM, the sound of your life. I was speaking to the very talented Armand Hubert right there, and we found out more about himself and his personal space. Stay tuned. This is still OFM, the sound of your life. Stay safe.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.